ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
2 years ago, when she was 31 years old, Tracy Magno found out that she had a life-threatening brain tumour. After undergoing major surgery in Sydney and extensive rehabilitation, she's back in Canberra with a new lease on life and an amazing story to tell.
I'll never forget the day. It was the 11th of August 2017. That was the day that everything changed for me. That was the day that I was diagnosed with a brain tumour.
For Tracy Magno, a routine trip to the optometrist turned into a rush visit to the ophthalmologist, and then to emergency, where she was informed that she had a brain tumour. I asked Tracy how she and her husband reacted to this sudden and devastating news.
Oh, at first, my partner, JP, and I, we were in denial. We didn't really want to believe it. We thought there's got to be some other explanation. At that time, I thought I was invincible and nothing bad would happen to me until I got older or something. So it was a real shock because I was diagnosed on the 11th of August and then had surgery on September 12th.
Oh, so it moved very quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. When I saw my doctor, he said, we'll be able to operate on you next week.
And that was a sign of how dangerous the situation was for you.
Yes.
And how long had this tumour been with you?
Well, apparently they said it was more than 10 years, so I could have been born with it.
What other information did they give you?
They showed me the scan, and it was quite a large lesion. It was about 7 centimetres in diameter. A lesion is a mass or a tumour, and the tumour was encasing the carotid artery, which is a big vessel in your brain. To quote my doctor, he said that mine was the most difficult he's ever had to treat, and he's literally operated on hundreds of brain tumours. And for him to say that is quite astounding.
And so what were your choices after the diagnosis?
I didn't have much choice. Without the treatment, you know, I could potentially be blind because the tumour was impacting on my optic nerve.
How long would you have had?
That was one of the things that I asked one of the doctors. I said, how much time do I have? And he said, oh, it could be 5 months or 5 years.
Tell me about going into the operation theatre. What was it like for you?
It was the first time I've ever been to hospital.
So you've never had a broken arm as a kid or anything?
No, I was relatively healthy.
So the first time you went to hospital was for your brain tumour?
Yeah.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Kim Hoon and I'm speaking to brain tumour survivor Tracy Magno. I asked Tracy how she felt just before she went into surgery.
It was terrifying. The surgery was quite long, so I got in there about 8 a.m. and it didn't finish till 4:30 the next morning. Because my tumour was in the skull base, it's quite difficult to get to the tumour.
Mm.
And so I actually had 2 operations because they had to go through different ways to get to the tumour.
How far apart were those operations?
The operations were about a week apart.
And were you conscious after the first one?
Yes, I was. But I didn't want the second surgery. Yeah, I just didn't want to have to go through the recovery. The second surgery was the worst. And I can't remember if I had the stroke on the second surgery.
So you had a stroke during one of the surgeries?
Yes.
And what was the impact of that?
I've got a weakness on the left side. That means how I move on that side isn't the same as my right side. So on my left side, for example, it's a lot slower to type on the keyboard.
What did they tell you after the operation? Did they say it was a success or was it difficult?
Well, I guess both. I remember when I was going into the operation, my doctor was saying we can't promise to get out a certain percentage just in case it's not achievable. Yeah, it was quite successful.
And how did you feel?
Very grateful. I think the first thing that I said to my partner was, oh, did you get flowers for Dr. Davidson? Yeah, I just felt really grateful that I was still alive.
How long were you in intensive care for after the second operation?
I think I was there for about a month.
A month?
Yeah.
What's been the impact of the surgery on you physically?
I'm not sure if it was the surgery, but the actual brain tumour itself, it's just turned my life upside down. Like, there's just a lot of things that I can't recognise now.
Has it affected your memory or your...
No, it hasn't affected me cognitively, thank God. I think it just depends on where the tumour's located. Because I've heard stories of other people who've, like, lost language or doing, like, math problems or something. So thankfully I didn't lose anything cognitively, because I think that would be a lot harder to deal with.
A lot harder than what? How's it affected you physically?
So physically I had to deal with my vocal cords being weakened, so having to speak louder is a bit of a struggle for me. And I also had to relearn how to walk. You'd never think that something so easy as walking, that you'd have to relearn that. Something that, you know, little kids can do, and it's really frustrating.
Mm.
I was still in hospital and I was going through the physio, and then I just thought, oh, this really sucks. But I think it was a big achievement for me to start walking again by myself. It took me about 3 months to learn how to walk.
What did you find out about yourself throughout all of this?
I look back on the photos and I think, you know, I'm a lot stronger than I thought I was, because I'd never imagined myself to be a strong person. But after this whole experience, it's just taught me that, yeah, I'm a lot stronger than I thought I was.
Strong indeed. That's Tracy Magno speaking to me, Kim Hoon, about her brain tumour surgery and recovery.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.